Chapter 74. Feeling what would have brought him back long before this time, if he had lived. Well, then, in religious sense he will be as free to think of marrying again as any real widow of 1 year's standing. But why don't he ask Mr. Thirdly's advice on how to treat Mr. Boldwood? No. When I want a broad-minded opinion for general enlightenment, distinct from special advice, I never go to a man who deals in the subject professionally. So I like the parson's opinion on law, the lawyer's on doctoring, the doctor's on business, and my businessman's, that is, yours on morals. And on love, my own. I'm afraid there's a hitch in that argument, said Oak, with a grave smile. She did not reply at once, and then saying, "Good evening, Mr. Oak," went away. As he had spoken frankly, and neither asked nor expected any reply from Gabriel more satisfactory than that as he had obtained. Yet in the centermost parts of her complicated heart there existed at this minute a little pang of disappointment, for a reason she would not allow herself to recognize. Oak had not once wished her free, that he might marry her himself had not once said, "I could wait for you as well as he." That was the insect's sting. Not that she would have listened to any such hypothesis. Oh no, for wasn't she saying all the time that such thoughts of the future were improper, and wasn't Gabriel far too poor a man to speak sentiment to her? Yet he might have just hinted about that old love of his, and asked, in a playful offhand way, if he might speak of it. It would have seemed pretty and sweet, if no more, and then she would have shown how kind and inoffensive a woman's no can sometimes be. But to give such cool advice, the very advice as he had asked for it, ruffled our heroine all the afternoon. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.